We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, meatballs.
Welcome back to the Meatball Pod.
All right, so today is a little chaotic. Dee's at home with Cam, so you might hear Cam. And then yes. I'm in the car, my window's open because it's beautiful, fresh, crisp air that I love. So you might hear some horns and honks and some toddler sounds, but this is our life.
Yeah, you know, just a normal life of the meatballs.
So we're sorry we're a little late on the episode, but life is crazy.
It is, but it's all good. So how was your Halloween, Nicole?
Oh my God, my Halloween was sick. We went to Janice's like we always do. And, you know, she has like all the spreads, all the foods. And of course, you know, we went trick-or-treating with all the kids and I had my mug, but I didn't do wine this time because I feel like I'm trying to do a little vodka seltzer because it was only like, you know, like 4:30. So I didn't want to like die too quick. So I had a lot of vodka seltzers.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, we just did that. And then Lorenzo went with his friends. And then I went to like a party with Lorenzo's friends. And
he went to a party with his friends?
Well, yeah. So my neighbor, Lorenzo's, one of his good friends just moved across from us. So they're always like running back and forth to the houses. So we did that. And then I was in bed by like 10:30. And then that's when I had a glass of wine.
Oh, nice.
How was yours? Yours looks so cute. You look like you were at, what's it called?
Hocus Pocus or Halloween.
Yes.
I know. So where we live now, the town like shuts down the streets and everybody in the town goes to, or everyone that lives in, you know, my town goes into Main Street and all the houses on Main Street, like, okay. All the houses on Main Street decorate like crazy. And like, it literally felt like we were in a movie, like a Halloween movie, like just the kids running around crazy. Like it used to be back when we were young, you know, just like a million.
Oh my God, yes.
Main Street, everybody running around. All the parents had their tumblers. So you know what was in that. All the kids were drinking. And it was just so much fun. I had wine in my tumbler. And I went with Claire, Danielle, and the kids. They had so much fun. I love the town I live in now. Like, oh, it was so cute. I literally felt like I was in Hocus Pocus. It was so awesome.
No, it was so cute.
You had fun trick-or-treating, Cameron? Yeah, it was good.
And then I want to shout out all the meatballs that dressed like us. There were so many meatballs and JWows and like all the Jersey Shore costumes. I just feel like every single year everyone goes crazy with it. And it's like so fun to dress up as us. So I feel like if you meatballs dressed up like us, you better have acted the part too. Like a meatball day, meatball night, you know, taking over the stage. If you went out dancing, drinking like meatballs, I feel like you guys killed it.
Yeah, I reposted Aunt Nicole's on the phone. I reposted all of them. There was so many meatball costumes and they killed it.
And then of course I'm the one, and I feel like you do a little bit, but November 1st, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, bitch. I'm listening to the Christmas music. My lights are already up outside the house. I was too busy yesterday because usually I get everything up and done November 1st, like in my house, like all my trees are up and everything, but I'm a little late this year because yesterday I ended up getting my hair done because I haven't got my hair done in like a year and a half. It was like so long and the blonde was like down in my ears, like it grew out. I just really needed a cut. I needed a new look. So I ended up going a little chocolate to go a little darker for the winter and the fall. So I did that. So I didn't have time to like put all my decorations up. And then today I have to go in the city to do like the special for MTV. So tomorrow my whole house is going to be decorated for Christmas.
sorry, I muted because Cameron was talking. Yeah, I love your hair, the chocolate. I saw a picture. It's really, really pretty.
Yeah, and I cut off like 5 inches longer. And it's still long.
Yeah, it looks great. I'm not like Nicole. I still like to enjoy Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving too. So, and I love fall. So those October, November are fall for me. And then once Thanksgiving is done, then my tree goes up. Nicole just skips over Thanksgiving. Nicole pretends Thanksgiving isn't real. She's like, Thanksgiving's not fair. There's no Thanksgiving.
Well, also, Thanksgiving this year is my birthday. My birthday lands on Thanksgiving. So there's really not going to be because I have to share. Yeah, I got to share my day with the freaking turkey. But I told everyone, it's all about me. Everyone's singing to me. It's my birthday. It's my birthday month. So I told Gianni, Gianni knows when it's November 1st. Don't argue with me. I'm always right. Give me massages. Take me out. I'm such a brat. But that's just me.
Yeah. Yeah. Your poor family's not going to get Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah, no, not going to happen. And I just feel like this month is so busy. We have to go film again. Mm-hmm. We just got back from filming a trip, and now we're going back to another trip.
Yeah, that's why I actually decided not to do the special. I just have between Lisa's wedding is tomorrow. So tonight I have... Oh, you want to talk to Anna Cole? Not right now, okay? We could call her after, all right? Okay. So, yeah, I have Lisa's rehearsal dinner tonight, and then I have her wedding, and then I have to get ready for the trip. So there was just
it's too much.
Pulling it off. I was I have to pack me. I have to pack the kids. I have to get so much stuff together. So I'm I can't make the special. You have to tell me how it is, though.
Yeah, we're just, the meatballs are very crazy with filming, and you guys are going to love the next season. It's going to be a good freaking time.
Oh, yeah, we meatball it. I don't know how we still do it, honestly.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just feel like us, drinking now, we're dead. We are freaking dead. After this last trip, me and Dina, had our meatball night. Everybody went back to the house, and me and Dina just, bar hopped and did our thing. We had so much freaking fun. But, the next day, we do it again a little bit, and then by the third day, me and Dina are done. I'm ready to go home. I want an IV. I don't want anyone to talk to me. I want to just lay in bed. And it's not great.
Yeah, I feel like that last trip, we went wild because, it was, the roomies trip, and, I didn't have my kids on it. But, this trip, I won't be as wild because, I'll have my babies with me. But I'll still have a good time, as usual.
Yeah, I won't have my kids, so I might wild out a little bit.
Yeah, you're definitely going to wild out. But you don't get in until, so Nicole gets in a couple days later for this trip because she'll only do, just like me, we won't do so many days without our kids anymore. So yeah, so me and Nicole will only do 2 days or 3 days without our kids when we film. That's our thing.
Yeah, I can't be away from the kids too long. I feel like I get depressed and I get antsy and I just want to see them. I want to be a mom. So having the 2 days is perfect. I stretch it to 3 and then I'm all right, it's time to go home. I can't be away from my kids. They need me. And then I go home and the house is just chaotic. I just feel like when I get home, I'm like, oh my God, I got to get groceries. I got to clean. I got to do all this laundry. So it's just a never ending. It's just never ending.
Yeah, same. By the second day, I'm depressed. I'm ready to go home.
I want to go home.
I think we got it. Can we go home now to our kids?
Yeah. I think we got the shot, guys.
Yeah, because they don't show that. They just show us having partying. They're oh, look at them partying away from their kids. And I'm in my head, I'm just ready to go home now.
I know what I want to talk about. So I was so excited because I'm a huge Lindsay Lohan fan. When she's amazing and classy, and when she's crazy and a meatball, I just love every aspect of her. So following her, and we saw recently that she was with the Mean Girls cast, and I'm oh my God, they're gonna do a Mean Girls 2. So excited, one of my favorite movies, obsessed. And then it just came out a couple days ago. It was a freaking Walmart commercial, and I'm
are
like
we
oh my
sure?
God
that they're not doing anything
yeah.
there? Because I
No,
thought
it was just a Walmart commercial.
I thought that Rachel McAdams was there too.
Yeah, I don't know, because Regina, she wasn't in it. So I was like, weird.
Yeah, because I thought that when I saw like the pictures of all of them together, I thought Regina was there. But yeah, I wasn't sure. So I saw the commercial. First of all, love the commercial. Commercial's freaking amazing. But I'm like, oh my God, I was really hoping it was. If they should make that a movie. If they don't, they are so silly, because it would be such a nostalgic hit. I feel like they have to make it a movie.
But literally, like, everyone's talking about the commercial. It's trending. Yeah.
Yeah, they need to make
I'm
it a
like,
movie.
Walmart's got money if they can pull all those people. And I love Walmart. I mean, I shop there all the time.
Yeah, they had everyone besides Regina. Like, they even had, like, you know, like, people that weren't even the main actors. I was
yeah,
like,
so
oh
I'm annoyed.
God.
I'm annoyed
yeah.
that it was just a commercial. I'm ready for it to be Mean Girls 2. And maybe since they see all the hype that's happening, they're going to do it. But I mean, the commercial was freaking, I think I watched it like 25 times. It's amazing. It was kind of like a little movie. I was like, oh my God, I'm ready for this.
I feel like this was maybe like a tease to see how it would go if it was a movie.
I hope.
Just think about it. Do you remember they teased like Us for a while? Like they did that one little reunion and they did the Burger King commercial. And then
Yeah.
everybody was so pumped. I feel like that's what got us back on the air, you know? Like
No,
seeing the
same.
aftermath of
I
all of
mean,
that. So
yeah, I mean,
maybe.
I'm hoping that's what they're doing.
I mean, I would be obsessed. I was like, I rewatched the commercial like 3 times.
Same. And I can't believe how none of them aged. Like, they still look like the same person.
They look beautiful. I'm
They
so
look
proud of
amazing.
Lindsay Lohan, because Lindsay Lohan, I feel like she was almost, she like went down a little weird rabbit, like a little weird thing. But she got back on track, and now like she's back to her like thriving self.
No, yeah, I feel like she definitely she's back to old Lindsay, because I remember like hearing horror stories of her, like, you know, when she was like not herself and like acting erratic, how she would show up like 2 hours late to like a shoot, and then, you know, she'd leave early, she wouldn't, you know, do what she's supposed to do. So like nobody wanted to work with her. And now
Yeah.
I just feel like she's back in it. She wants to work. I mean, I feel like we all want to see her act again, because
Yeah,
she
she
was
looks
just
so healthy.
no,
She
she looks
looks so
amazing.
healthy and beautiful in the commercial. I just wish they didn't play what's her name? The blonde that we always say, if we're the Mean Girls, I would be her.
Oh yeah.
What is her name?
What is her name again?
Karen. I wish they didn't make Karen so stupid in the commercial. Like she's older now. Let her have a couple brain cells.
No,
You
yeah,
know?
I wanted her to evolve a little bit, but they
Like,
just did
I'm
like her
Karen.
same
They're like,
bit.
we know. You know, I didn't like that part. Like, I'm Karen. They're like, we know your name. I'm like, give her a couple brain cells. She's older, probably has kids. Come on.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
But overall, I'm obsessed. I really hope they come back. And I feel like that's what Friends did too. We have to talk about Friends.
Oh my God.
I cannot even deal.
So Friends is like my comfort show. Like, I watch it whenever like I'm feeling like anxious. It kind of just is like my comfort zone.
Yes. I watch it when I go to sleep.
Yeah, watch it when I'm going to sleep. And then like for the holidays, like Thanksgiving, I watch like Friends Thanksgiving marathons. Like, I just go on Prime and I just buy the Thanksgiving episodes. And
the worst.
So hearing Chandler passed away, I was just so, I'm like, oh my God, like heartbroken. Like, I felt like I lost a friend, you know?
No, it's terrible. And I feel like he didn't have, you know, he didn't have like an easy life, like watching all of his interviews and stuff. You know, he had addiction problems, he had a drinking problem, and then he finally got sober and, you know, into like his faith and like meditating, just like totally, you know, did like a total what is it, 180 or 360? 180.
180, I think.
He did a total 180 and was like loving life and like so proud of himself. And everyone just like playing his interviews and like people ask him, what do you want to be remembered for? And oh, it's just
Yeah,
freaking
and he's like,
heartbreaking.
I know everybody's going to remember me for Friends, but I really want them to remember me for all of the good stuff I've done. Like he opened like a sober living place for men, which I think is amazing. He really did get his life together, and like it's so sad because he says he watches the episodes and or he can't even watch the episodes because he watches like his own old self, and like that was a self he didn't like because I guess at that point he was, you know, on substances. But that's
Oh
always how
yeah.
Mike said too. He can't watch the old episodes when he knows he was on substances.
Yeah, I can totally get that. Just like, oh, I'm disgusted with myself. Why did I do that?
But a little conspiracy theory with this. In his memoir, in the last chapter, he named it Batman, and it says in it, like, if I'm ever in trouble or I'm go, you know, I will send signals of Batman. And like the whole last week of his life was all posts about like Batman and Mattman. And so a lot of people on TikTok are like, maybe, you know, maybe something happened that, you know, it wasn't drowning because maybe he knew that like someone was after him or something. I don't know.
Yeah, so he posted on Instagram. He put a pumpkin and obviously he carved in Batman and he posted, "Do you know what I mean?"
Yes.
Oh my God. Like, yeah, I totally believe something fucking happened.
Yeah, because it was like yeah, sure, maybe he did like have a heart attack and drown, but like looking into like the last chapter of his memoir and then like last couple posts, because he was pretty inactive before that last week where everything was about Batman and Mattman, you know? So, you
Oh
know,
yeah, and
now
everyone said he like never posts like that, and I feel like something was up, like he knew something was happening.
yeah, like I know I'm a conspiracy theorist and I think of like things like that, but I mean,
Same.
it was kind of odd. And then he was also writing a tell-all I heard, and like a whole bunch of it's missing. I mean, who knows? That could just all be like just TikTok mumbo jumbo. But, you know, I go down those rabbit holes. So I just find it very odd.
I mean, same. I feel like I'm always open to everything. Like I see both sides to everything. So yeah, it's a little fishy, and I feel so freaking bad for the cast of Friends
I
because I feel like they're
know.
like us. You know, like they went through something amazing and number one show, like iconic show that everyone will remember forever, and only like them know about it. You know, they all went through that together. That's their connection. They were literally family, like true best
Literally family.
friends. And then I just can't imagine.
They were on like as long as we are now. They were on for 13 years together. So like they're like us, like best friends, family, like so it's heartbreaking for them because I freaking can't imagine like losing one of you guys. Like freaking can't imagine it.
Oh my God, no. Jesus Christ.
So I feel like they are probably so distraught. And then I see online like people are just people on social media are so annoying. How come you haven't posted? How come you? Because they're probably grieving. Like I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
they're
Like
not grieving. They're not thinking, oh, let me post something for everyone to see. Like, I
yeah, like
fucking
that's
hate
like the
people.
last thing that they're thinking about is posting on social media so that everybody else can like
Literally.
write to them. Like right
I
now they are
hate
probably
people.
so distraught that they can't even put their words together.
Well, I know
So
they did like a group statement
yeah.
together and they were like, you know, obviously we're devastated. You know, he's a part of our family, he's our brother. Like, give us time to grieve and all this shit. You know, like the normal
Yeah, of
You know,
course.
statement people give out, like, let us have our privacy. You know, we're very upset. You know, we give wishes to the family, the friends, the fans, like everyone's upset. So I hate when people fucking do that. Like, where's their post? You don't care. Like, shut the
Yeah.
fuck up.
Like they need time. But
Like,
yeah, so
literally, if
that's
one of us died, I'm not going on social media. I'm gonna be in a dark hole. Like, I
yeah.
won't be okay.
Like, I remember, like, when my dad passed, like, the last thing I was thinking about was, like, getting online. Like, you know, like, I think I didn't post for days later either, you know? I just needed,
no,
like,
it's terrible.
Moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, like, I'm like, just give that, like, just because they didn't post doesn't mean they don't care. It's probably because they care so much that they can't even process their thoughts right now. So.
Literally the worst.
So freaking sad. Like, RIP. I hope that he's at peace.
Yes.
So freaking sad.
Same.
But in other news, how are your kids doing with sicknesses? Because can I tell you, I feel like my kids are sick every other day.
I mean, did you hear me just sneezing four times in a row? I feel like I've been sick for like 2 months. My kids are always like, Angela really gets the most sick because I think he's like, you know, still like trying to build up his immune system, and all the little kids in his class are sick. He's only four. So I feel like, you know, kids at that age like have more germs because they're not really washing their hands. They're like touching things. They put their hands in their mouth still. So obviously the younger ones are getting sick a lot. My oldest two, I feel like they're fine. You know, they're sneezing here and there, but I sleep with Angelo. So at night, you know, when the kids lay down, it's like dripping in their throat. So they're coughing a lot and they're just getting a restless sleep. So when I'm sleeping with Angelo, he's literally coughing up a lung on my face. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be freaking sick for a while.
Oh, yeah. Because Cameron's right on top of me, too. Like, so CJ
literally just throwing up in my face.
But I tell you, now, unless CJ has a fever or is like can't get his shit together, he's going to school. Because the other day, he's like, oh, I'm sick. And I'm like, all right, I'll keep you home.
Oh, yeah, don't let him do that.
Oh, and he was a maniac running all over the place. I'm like, dude, you said you were sick. You need a rest. I'm not sick. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I was like, I'm going to lose my freaking mind. So then I said, unless you have a freaking fever or, like, are so sick that, like, I could, like, you're not running around, like, you're going to freaking school. So now I send him in. Everybody else in this class has, like, boogers all over the place. So I'm like, what am I stopping? There's nothing I'm stopping. It's there. He got sick somewhere.
Yeah, so Lorenzo used to do that. I feel like CJ's very smart because he's starting it early. But Lorenzo didn't do it till he was, like, you know, in second grade. And Lorenzo just doesn't like school. He just doesn't like it. He doesn't try. So he always used to be like, oh, my tummy hurts. And, like, at first I'd be like, okay, honey, stay home. You know, I'll make you soup. Relax. And then, you know, by 10:30, he's bouncing off the wall. He's jumping on the couch, going crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I thought you were sick. So I tell my kids now, I'm like, if you want to stay home and you're sick, you're laying on the couch all day. You're having medicine. You're resting. You're not on your phone, not the iPads. You're just resting. Yeah. And yeah, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Well, now I'm like, you're going. you're going, crazy pants. But
no, terrible.
So I'm definitely going in. I have like, starting to get their cold. So I'll probably be away filming with a cold this time. So fun.
I mean, it's that time of year. So I always say, have your vitamin C, you know, take your vitamins, do all that. B12 shot. I mean, I'm like an old lady. I'm like, I need to get all my vitamins in because I cannot die. This is my favorite time of year and I don't want to feel like shit.
I know. But yeah, so I'm sure if you're a mom or dad, you know the feeling. It's like they're good for one day, and then 2 days later, it's like they're back to being sick. I'm like, what in the world?
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Wait, so can we talk about Britney Spears' book? I got it on audio.
Oh,
so
you
I can,
did?
Like, listen
I
want
to do
it.
That.
I can listen to it in my car when I'm driving because I'm a big podcaster and I love, like, I don't listen to music in my car anymore. Obviously, I'm going to now because Holiday Traditions is on SiriusXM and they're playing holiday music now. So I'm obsessed. But I always listen to podcasts like alien podcasts, abductions, ghosts, you know, like all the shit that I'm obsessed with. So I'm going to start listening to the memoir and what's her name? Michelle Williams. Is that her name?
Yeah.
She's narrating.
I know. Yes. I love her. I love
I'm Michelle literally Williams. Obsessed.
And so I heard some of it online and she actually at some point sounds like Britney when she's talking, which is.
Oh yeah. I'm like, is she trying to sound like Britney?
But yeah, I'm not like I'm not a reader. So if I was to get the book, it would have to be audio because I'm just like not a reader.
Yeah, I feel like we don't have time to sit down and read, especially when we get into the bed, like we're sleeping with our kids. So when they fall asleep, we're exhausted. I'm not going to end up reading a book. So, you know, running around, like dropping the kids off at sports and stuff like that. And always in my car. I'm going to do the audio.
Yeah. I'm thinking about doing the audio too. And I think I might even do the audio book of Chandler's too, just because.
I know, right?
That book is like exposes everybody. Freaking Britney's.
Well, how do we feel about Justin Timberlake? Because I have my feelings on him. Like, obviously, I've always loved him. Like, huge NSYNC fan, which is still waiting for them to go on tour. Annoying. Probably not happening.
Yeah, I don't know about it after this.
When I did see him one time at a music awards, he was backstage. And I, like, went to go say hi to him. But he kind of, like, walked a different way. But, like, nudged me. Like, he was, like, walking and kind of, like, you know, like, nudged me a little bit. And I was like, oh, damn. Like, oh, hi, Mr. Timberlake.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, he probably...
So he wasn't like that nice.
Yeah, I've heard he isn't, like, the nicest. But, I feel like a lot of us kind of knew he probably played a big part in her kind of downhill spiral. Just because I feel like it happened pretty much a little bit after, you know, him and her were together. And I think she loved him so much. And even if she did move on, I feel like she was still, you know, tangled in that web for a while.
Well, I had no idea about the abortion, how they were pregnant.
Well, that I had no idea either. But I had a feeling like he took part in, like, kind of like the trauma in her life just because, you know, she loved him so much. But yeah, I'm sure Jessica and him are probably at home, like, we've, you know, what's how many years later and stuff. I think she put out a statement like that, but I guess this is what Britney needed to, like, because she was silenced for how many years. I'm sure
they're definitely not happy about her telling her story. But she even posted, she was like, I'm not trying to bring anything up or cause drama, the past is the past, but this is my story and I'm telling my story. So she's not like trying to, like, cause, you know, issues for them. But she's also, I mean, like, telling her story and what happened.
Like, that's what happened in her life. And I feel she wrote this book. I feel like she wrote this book so long ago, too. And
do you remember when she was always, like,
for so long? I think that's also why it hasn't come out.
Yeah. Do you remember when she was always, like, promoting Project Rose? I think this might have been it.
I think it was it.
Because me and Joey were, like, trying to figure it out. We were like, is this Project Rose? Because she was always, like, saying, you know, talking about it, like, the past 3 years. But we never knew what it was. But is there, like, a rose on the book? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, that's what I have a feeling it was. Because what else would it have been? You know?
I just find it so sad, like, watching her back in the day. She was just so funny and, like, quirky and silly. Like, she was, like, weird, like a weird that I love, like, watching her interviews and stuff, and she didn't take shit from anyone. Like, remember that interview with what's her name, it was like Dateline, and she was like grilling her, like,
Barbara,
are
Walters?
You addicted? No, the other one. She was, like, really nasty to her, and it's, like, all resurfacing now, and everyone's commenting on her on her Instagram, the interviewer, they were like, you need to apologize to Britney. Like, it's all the comments. Like, you were horrible to her. You need to say you're sorry.
All right. So, yeah, Britney's book, definitely. I'm excited to hear it. And because I'm not going to read it. Let's be real. I'm not a reader. So I'm excited to listen to it on the audio. And good for her. Good for her being able to get her story out finally.
All right. So we are going to start our fan questions because we always do this every single episode. So let's get to it. Wait, I have to close the window. That's a good one. So this is from Addie X here. She wants to know, this is a show question. Is Danny's store really connected to the Jersey Shore house? Yes.
Yeah. So Danny's store is connected to the Jersey Shore house, but funny thing, we were not allowed to go through the back of the store. We always had to go around to the front.
So annoying. And no one ever saw that.
Yeah. We're like, can we just, if like, especially sometimes we have to go to the bathroom and I'm like, can I just go through the back door, please? And they're like, no, you have to go around. I'm like, why? Like, I literally could just go right into our backyard.
So when you go upstairs to like the rooftop, like where the hot tub is and everything, right under those stairs is where it's connected. So we would go there to like get mic'd up, like, you know, when we wake up for the day or we're changing, we go in the middle of the door and, you know, our house to get mic'd, but we can never use it because they didn't want to show it on camera. So if we had to go to the store for something, we couldn't just walk through the back. We had to go around the whole freaking boardwalk. It was so annoying.
So annoying. And it'd be funny because sometimes we'd be just like hanging out in the backyard and Danny would be like in and out. Like you would see Danny, he'd be like, hey guys. I'm like, oh, hey, Danny.
Yeah, like this is so like, weird.
Yeah, because he would have to come out and then go to that other little storage area in our backyard too.
All right, so I really want to answer this. This is from Casey Cameron 9 and King Joker 1991. Are you really pregnant with baby number 4? No, I am not fucking pregnant. I do not want another child. I mean, if it just so happens, it'll happen. And obviously I'll be happy or whatever. But I'm not trying to have a fourth child. Rocky is my fourth. So everyone keeps texting me. They're like, are you pregnant? There's news that you're pregnant. I guess on Kim Zolciak's Facebook,
I was gonna say,
she keeps posting that I'm pregnant with baby number 4. And I'm like, bitch, that's not real. Like, I love her. I love her cashmere skincare line, like amazing. But I'm like, all right, now this is annoying because everyone is literally texting me. You didn't tell me this. Like, is this real? Like, annoying. I'm not pregnant. So I ended up having my manager call her publicist to be like, can you please stop posting that I'm pregnant? Because it's annoying. And well, I get it, like, she doesn't control it. She doesn't control it, you know, it's like the clickbait.
Yeah, she posted something about Mike and Lauren, too, that I didn't like. I was like, oh, my God. It was something about the new baby, but they made it, like, a negative thing. And I don't even want to say what it said and put it into the universe because it's disgusting. But I was like, what? What?
No, yeah. Kim Zolciak, you need to monitor what you're posting. Because when I used to do that, I would approve all the things. So if it's like talking about another reality star, I would always nix it because I don't want to be doing that, you know?
Yeah, it's because, you know, you wouldn't like it if somebody else did that to you. So, but yeah, I didn't like that either. Yeah, so Rocky is her fourth baby.
And that's that.
I am currently bringing Cameron to the bathroom. Mom life.
All right, so this is Christina, 2121. She wants to know, is Nashville's Snooki Shop happening? Well, Mama, me and Dina and the crew just got back, and we were looking, so it's definitely happening. I don't have a spot yet, but I would love to open in the spring and summer. So I'm trying. Long Island, I'm currently trying to open right now. So Mama is just busy trying to get the shit going because I want the Snooki Shop to be everywhere. So trying my best, but yes, Nashville will eventually happen.
Yeah, Nashville will definitely be such an amazing spot for you, I think.
Wait, can we talk about Nashville real quick? Because obviously you guys are going to see it on the show, but that was Dina's first time going, and I knew she would freaking love it, and she was bouncing all around the streets. It literally I loved it.
It was a meatball city. Everybody was just trying to have fun.
I told you, yes.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I cannot wait for everybody to see. I feel like we meatballed. We were rolling all over the place. That was a good time. Good, fun time.
All right, so Deanna Hatter, 5. She wants to know, how long have you and Deaners been friends?
So we've been friends probably since what? Since MySpace started? On MySpace, we were friends. So we were probably...
Yeah, that was like 2007, I feel.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, like 2007. For sure. Because I was going to say like 17, 18 years old.
Yeah. So funny story. Me and Dina were like MySpace celebrities. So like we hung out with like the same people. But we never really like hung out until I actually picked her up for the show. But like we were talking and we knew we were the same person. Like I used to watch her videos and I'm like, oh, I would have fun with this girl. Like she is me. And like all her pictures and everything, like how she dressed, your look. I was just like, I feel like me and this girl are like the same person.
Yeah. And we were always in everyone's top eights. We were so cool in MySpace.
Oh, we were the coolest. And I think Paulie was a MySpace celebrity too. So
yeah, that's how they found me was MySpace.
That's how it all started.
Yeah. They're like, hey, would you want to do this? I'm like, oh, why not?
I remember seeing an ad on Facebook because I tried to go on a show before with my ex, but it was just like one episode. And I just wanted to see like if I liked TV or and if it was cool because I always wanted to be on Real World. So I was and I sent my tape to Real World. They never wrote back. But thank God, because then after that, I was like, oh man, like I didn't make it. And then I saw on Facebook an ad and it said like calling all Guidos and Guidettes. And it had like spray tan, you know, down the shore drinking. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, this is it. This is my calling. Yeah. Like this, you know, I manifested it and now I see it and it's happening. And I went to a dive bar and did my audition and I chugged SoCo before. And I went in like this dungeon basement and I had like my fur coat on and like boots and they were like, so, and I just like went ham.
Yeah. I drove to AC for mine.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at us 2007. And now it's like 2024 almost. Look at us.
We're going to be friends forever.
Us and our meatball pod.
We love you guys. We will see you next week. Oh shit!
No, we won't see them next week.
Oh yeah, you guys. So we're actually filming this last half of the new season. So we're gonna be missing next week's show.
Yeah. So we won't be back next week, but we will be back the week after.
All right. We love you, meatballs. We did it, D. We did it, meatball.
Let's get sauced. See you guys next week.
Bye.